Good morning, Mr. Brady.
Hey, good morning.
Have you already presented the game ball to Vivian, or does that happen later today?
It's in the crib, isn't it?
No, I wish. It wouldn't fit in that crib. She's about as big as the ball, so she's 1-0, I know that. Hopefully we can get her to 2-0.
Did you bring a game ball home?
I have one at the stadium.
Excellent, excellent.
Yeah.
What did we learn last night? We've been discussing this for about an hour. There are teams that are ready for prime time, and that would certainly be the New England Patriots. And I think Andre Johnson may regret the fact that he set this up as the most important game in the history of the franchise, because if it is, they seem to be a little damaged this morning, Tom.
Well, I think we played well, and we took advantage of some of their mistakes early. And anytime you can get out to that type of lead at home, it's, you know, we'd have really had to screw it up to lose that game. So, you know, we started fast, both defensively and offensively, and made some critical plays in the second half to kind of put it out of reach. So, you know, I was happy for our guys. It was it was our first Monday night game all year, and really to see how we were going to respond, and we responded. We responded pretty well.
Who would you say is the most optimistic member of the organization down there? One guy stand out above all others as being Mr. Optimism?
I think we're trained to be realists. I think that's what we're trained to be. Every day we hear the truth, and it's not necessarily what you want to hear all the time, but it makes the football team better. So, you know, when we play well, you know, that's what we hear. When we don't play well, that's what we hear. Whether, we win, it's not necessarily winning or losing. It's, you know, how did we perform, and did we do the things that we say we needed to do? And we get that from our head coach.
Well, the reason I asked the question about who's the most optimistic, or we can translate it to realistic, did that person or anybody in this organization see this coming? Did you have a feel that it could turn out the way it turned out last night?
Well, I don't think, we design a play on offense that's not meant to score. And I don't think defensively, we put plays in that are going to, give up yards. So, we made some pretty good plays. Did we think we could win the game? Yeah, of course we thought we could win the game. But how those games are going to turn out, no one has any idea. I mean, when we go into the game, we play with confidence. We play with anticipation based on the week of practice, because when you practice well, it allows you to go out there and play with confidence and anticipate, because you have a feeling that, okay, that play is going to work. Or if I look here, this play may have a chance to work. So it's just a matter of, putting a good week of practice together so you can go out there and feel like you can execute full speed, for the entire course of the game, against a good team.
Did you feel like your run for the first down at the end of the third quarter, was that designed to score, Tom?
No, I was pretty winded. I don't think I could have made it much further than I made it.
Did you feel like
that's
that?
That's not a designed play either. Certainly not designed. If that was designed, then that would never happen.
What were you thinking? Why were you so excited? Do you feel like that kind of was the nail in the coffin? Did that put the game away?
That was an important touchdown drive. I think that we kind of sputtered a little bit. We had one touchdown to Dante in that quarter. It was finishing up the third quarter. We were getting ready to start the fourth quarter, and to get us into scoring territory and make it a four score game. I was just excited. I get pretty emotional from time to time. I always say it's an emotional game, and I was pretty fun.
You guys are incredible in December. We know the run now. It's 20 straight. We know Monday night you're 13-4. Do you feel like you and the core of the team, not just you, but the core of this team, get better when the games get bigger, get better when the pressure is on?
I don't think we treat it much different, to tell you the truth. I think there's a level of excitement as a night game. I mean, you're fully awake, but at 8 o'clock at night, you've been thinking about the game all day. Usually, it's an important game. I mean, those are the matchups on Monday Night Football. I know, ESPN hasn't had a lot of them this year, but certainly, 11-1 against 9-3 is a pretty big matchup. And you know, we just went out and we executed well. I think that's the difference. I mean, you can go out there and you can, you know, build it up or not build it up or, you know, make a bunch of predictions, but ultimately it's going to come down to execution. And I think, you know, we as a team, you know, the execution is always what we talk about in practice and in the games. So it was a, you know, it was a decent day of execution.
Tom, that takes me nicely to my next question, and the subject is pregame analysis. And we began the broadcast at 6 o'clock by saying, well, so much for pregame analysis. And I went through the chapter and verse of all the things that were said about Texas being more balanced, Texas being more stout, batting balls, fourth best scoring defense, best third down defense, all of those things proved to be wrong. Is your coaching staff's pregame analysis more accurate than what we hear on WEEI and ESPN and all the other outlets?
Well, we have our own set of, you know, goals that we talk about what we need to do on offense and the defense as well. And sometimes it's the same as what everybody else may think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and another time I think, you know, we have our strengths and we know our strengths, and, you know, it's not like we talk about them, but we, you know, if the other teams can't figure that out, that's their problem. And we have things that we haven't done very well and teams that figure those things out. You know, but, you know, we got to play to our strengths and try to exploit their weaknesses. That's what good football teams do. And when you come out of the game and Coach Belichick says, look, I stood up here on Wednesday, and I stood up here Thursday morning, and I stood up here Friday morning, and I stood up here Saturday morning, I said, this is what we need to do to win, and we did it. And, you know, we talked about, you know, A, B, C, and we accomplished A, B, C. Now, there's other games where he comes in and goes, we didn't do any of the things that we talked about, and, you know, then you lose the game. So it's a you know, that's part of what the coaches do. They prepare us to get ready, and, you know, Coach Belichick does that better than anybody that's ever coached, and Josh McDaniels does that better than any offensive coordinator I've been with, and Matt Patricia gets those guys ready on defense. So that's just, you know, that's complimentary football. That's Patriot football.
Brandon Lloyd said after the game that you guys spent a little bit of time working on that stretch play action, the one that you hit Lloyd. It went absolutely perfectly, and I'm sure you haven't looked at the film yet, but when you do, you will see 11 Texans all going for the fake. When you turn and see a guy that wide open, do you have this moment of pausing? I can't short arm this thing. I've got to just let this go naturally.
Yeah. I mean, if I'd have missed that one, I'd have probably, you know, I would have been up all night last night. But when they are open, you try not to do anything different than what you normally do. You just try to make a good throw. And, you know, Brandon ran a great route, saw the defense, saw what he needed to do, broke free. You know, it was a great play by him to spring open like that. And great design of the play. I mean, anytime you get that guy's open, it rarely ever happens, but it's nice to see guys running behind the defense, and we had a few of those last night.
Hey, when you saw Hernandez wide open on the left, and he's calling for the ball, was there another play called, and you saw that and just said, the hell with that, I'm just going to throw it to him, he's so wide open?
Yes. Yes. And that doesn't happen too often either, so.
Does he say something, or is he just waving?
You know, Aaron always is waving his hand like he's open, you know? So
yeah.
I got to tone him down from time to time. He waves it when he's double covered too. So I said, don't worry, I see you. I see, you know, I always tell the guys, I see exactly what you see. So, you know, when you're open, sometimes you don't want to draw attention. Or
right.
But he was so excited. And I was trying to just make sure everyone was set before I could snap the ball because, you know, if I didn't, then it would be a penalty.
So you would have seen him had he not waved his hands. That was all set no matter what he did, right?
Yeah, I saw him on that one. Now, I won't say that I've always seen him. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's been other times where I've missed him. You know, but on that one, I saw that one.
Do you talk before this game or after this game about maybe meeting them again? Is that part of the theme going into a game like this? Is we're going to play them again?
I don't think we talked about that at all. I mean, we certainly could play them again.
Right.
You know, we're in the playoffs; they're in the playoffs. So, but that's you know, that's in another, you know, month. So. Now, I would say this game we got coming up is,
right,
this defense is, you know, one of the best that I've ever seen. So this is going to be a totally different challenge, and you know, we're going to have to be at our best this week.
Have you looked at any film yet of San Francisco?
Yep, I've seen pretty much everything.
You have? All I know about Sunday night is I'm pretty sure the Niners aren't going to show up in Foxborough in varsity jackets. That's the only thing we know. Did you guys notice the Texans, what they
attire?
Wore? Attire?
I read something about it. You know, but that was just, you know, something, I don't know, over the course of a long year, everyone comes up with some different things. So I actually thought it was pretty cool.
You did?
I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I think they left him in the locker room, though. They didn't take him back to Texas.
We ask you this all the time. You never. What did you guys come up with yesterday? He said, in the course of a long year, you got to come up with something. What did you guys come up with yesterday? What was it? What was the theme coming in? And obviously it worked, so.
Well, it changes, you know, it changes over the course of the season. I mean, you know, we won seven straight. We're probably the most miserable team in the league winning seven straight, I'll tell you that.
Really?
There's not a lot of, you know, enjoyments in our week of practice because the urgency is always so high. So, you know, there's pressure on Wednesday. There's pressure on Thursday. There's pressure on Friday. You know, and as you build up to these big games, you can't wait to get to the game because, you know, this didn't go right in practice. And if we do this, we'll miss J.J. Watt on a stunt in practice on Thursday, and, you know, that's a strip sack in the game. And, you know, so you go to bed thinking about all those things, and, you know, finally you get to the game and you can just play, and it's, you know, that's the fun of it. So in terms of things that we do and come up with, I mean, there's a few different things, you know, it's I don't think to the level of the Texans. I know, you know, Ridley wears these onesies to every day, which are pretty funny. And he brought a bunch of those for the offensive linemen. So to see like Nate Solder in a onesie is, you know, that's
like a onesie, like a baby's onesie.
It's not a baby onesie. It's an adult onesie. It looks like one of those snuggles that you see on TV. So. Yeah, big men shouldn't be wearing things so tight.
Yeah.
Say that.
How difficult was it to get ready for the biggest game of the year in a week where you had something else going on, you had a baby?
Not difficult at all, I'll tell you the truth. We had an extra day to prepare, and you know, I tried to get ahead. You know, I've always been trying to get ahead here these last few weeks. So, you know, when our little girl came, and I was, you know, where I needed to be, so. It was just it was great. She was born at night. You know, I was able to go in, you know, the next day. I missed just a little bit of the meetings in the morning and, you know, get right back to work. So everything was taken care of at home.
Tom, any theory as to why this time of year in particular, but generally speaking, but not always, things seem to roll the Patriots' way when it comes to breaks, such as the first thing that comes to mind is Woodhead's fumble and Brandon is in position. Now, you can call that luck. You can call that being in the right position. But all those kinds of things, when there are opportunities there for the taking, more often than not, the Patriots don't spit the bit. They take advantage of them. Why is that?
Well, except in the last Super Bowl where they fumbled three times and
yeah.
They didn't get any of them.
Right.
So we've had games where we get them and you have games where you don't. And probably over the course of many years, they all even out. And, you know, we got them last night. I don't think you can rely on getting those. I mean, I think there's going to be plenty of times where you don't get those. But, you know, that one of the things they do really well is forcing fumbles. And certainly when J.J. Watt's running from behind and clubbing the ball like he did, that was a hell of a defensive play. But, you know, you're not going to get away with those for long. And our guys know that, and they take it to heart, and we think about it. And you know, we're going to have to do a better job of that.
The telecast showed J.J. Watt time and time again looking despondent and dazed and confused. Confirm what I think is probably true. He really doesn't have anything to be ashamed of based on his play last night.
No, certainly not. I mean, he's one of the best defensive players, you know, in the league right now. And the kind of year he's having is phenomenal. So, you know, batting balls down, sacking the quarterback, you know, stopping negative runs, critical plays at critical points of games. You know, he's an incredible player. So, and now we got Alden Smith coming to town, who's got, you know, whatever, some ridiculous amount of sacks. He's an awesome player too.
First three drives, touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. Next four drives, punt, 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 including three and outs. What changed?
You know, we screwed up some execution. I think that's what it was. You know, we we just we had a chance on the fourth drive, and you know, I wish I made a better play on one of the plays on that drive. You know, we had a pass interference after a first down on the next drive. You know, we had a three and out on a 2-minute drill. I mean, that was bad. A three and out, you know, another bad drive to start the second half. So that was frustrating. You know, we've got to you know, do better than that. And we're capable, as we show. We can't make those mistakes.
Other than Aldon Smith, what is so impressive about the Niners? You said they're the best defense you've seen all year.
Yeah, I think they're physical, extremely physical in the secondary with the safeties. Two safeties who, you know, are phenomenal players, Deshaun Goldson and Dante Whitner. Good solid group of corners. Two of the best linebackers, Navarro Bowman and Patrick Willis. And then guys that can rush the quarterback, Justin Smith, Aldon Smith, Brooks. I mean, they can rush, they can cover, they stop the run, they blitz. You know, they really allow their guys to do things that they're good at. So we've, you know, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. They got a great group. So I haven't played the 49ers in a long time, and I'm always excited when I can play the 49ers.
Speaking of excited, at the end of the third quarter, which we've already discussed, you had your little demonstration after your run, and then as the fourth quarter ramped up, they were chanting MVP in the stands. A, did you hear it, and B, what does that make you feel like when you hear that many people chanting MVP?
Yeah, I heard it, but that's, I mean, believe me, I'm very flattered to even, you know, be considered for something like that. But honestly, it's the most important thing for me is winning games and enjoying it with my teammates. And I rely, you know, every bit of what I do is dependent on them, on the group of guys that I play with. And, you know, the successful years we've had with our team have been all about team football, and that's what our team has been built on and what our team is all about. And you know, there's no greater experience than winning, and you know, winning with the group of guys that we have, and to win seven straight has been pretty exceptional. So I'm you know, that's 100% of where my focus is, and I'm proud to play, you know, on this team, and hopefully we can keep, you know, winning. Certainly this week is going to be our biggest challenge we've had all year.
Why did you high-five Kareem Jackson?
When did I do that?
It was a low five.
Low
five. You just kind of slapped him five.
Oh, I ran into him. I think I was backing into him.
You didn't hurt him, did you?
No, I backed into him, and he kind of, I was backing up. I think I stepped on his foot, and I turned around, and he was standing right there, and he kind of tried to push me. I thought, you know, I'm sorry, I didn't see you there. Was it after a touchdown?
Yeah, right.
Well, J.J. Watt didn't high-five you and say, sorry, I didn't see you there, did he?
No, but he didn't bump into me. So I just bumped into him. I didn't mean to do
did
that.
Did you think when Merciless drilled you, it was helmet to helmet?
Well, it definitely hit my helmet, so, and I know it was his helmet. So by the definition, yes, it was.
You were hit six times and sacked once. Any worse for wear this morning? How you feeling?
I feel great. I feel rather than about 4 hours of sleep, I feel great.
Oh, got that much?
You guys are used to that.
Though. Are you not a big sleeper? Because you get up all to talk to us every week.
And he's already seen all the Niner film.
Right. I mean, do you get by on less sleep than most?
I mean, during the football season, I it's less. But, you know, I need sleep like everybody else. And that's why I probably don't do much at night. When I can, I try to get to bed. I know you guys probably watch all your shows at night, but I watch, you know, my nights are important. Once we get the kids to bed, it's, you know, I've got to try to prepare for the next day. So
you were about to say you watch something, though. It must be something that you watch.
I watch on DVR, I watch Dexter when I can.
Yeah, it's a little grisly.
You watch Homeland?
No, but I hear that's awesome. I hear that a lot.
It's great.
Yeah, one of my best buddies watches that and loves it.
Try Vegas.
Weren't you a 24 guy when 24 was
Yeah, I
up?
Watched every 24. I watched every Shield.
It'll remind you of 24, but it's edgier. Obviously, it's on Showtime, and it's a little more, you know, a little more violent. Little. You get to actually see some frontal nudity here and there.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, the more reason to watch.
All right, Tom, short week. Congratulations on the win. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Okay, thanks, guys.